Inlandfish New Zealand has released a report this week that covers fish kills from 1969 through to 2022, so over the past 50 years, and that would be all counties in the state. And over that period of time, it was more than 2,100 fish kill events that took place nationally.
And there's a ongoing investigations for one in Donegal at the moment. How does Donegal compare to the rest of Ireland?
Okay, so since over those 53 years of the duration of the span of the report, there was 61 fish kills happened in the Donegal area. So the Donegal area forms part of the North Western River Basin District, which would also include some of the North Midlands, including Cavan, Monaghan, Leitrim, and then Donegal. So from January 2020 to today, over that period of 4 years or so, an estimated 10,000 fish have died in recorded fish kill events, according to the report, over 16 kill events over that period of 4 years or so.
And what kind of fish are being lost most frequently?
Okay, most commonly the fish for this part of the country in the Donegal area would be Atlantic salmon, brown trout, sea trout and eel. And then for the North Midlands, that would form part of the Northwestern River Basin District, it would also include coarse fish and pike, as well as brown trout for that area.
I'm going to be right in saying that the East Atlantic salmon and the fish that are being lost in Donegal are protected species.
Yes, so certainly Atlantic salmon and European eel are both protected species, and both they're migratory species as well. So they live a portion of their lives in fresh water, and both are under considerable pressure, not only from environmental impacts in fresh waters, but also due to poor survival at sea, or various issues that give rise to either pollution vents or habitat disturbance or detrimental impacts from human activities.
And are those the most common causes for fish kills?
Yes, well, nationally, over the span of the 50-year study or so, the main events, main causes of fish kills as recorded was through agriculture, eutrophication, that would be nutrient increase or elevated levels of nutrient or sediment in rivers and lakes, or due to municipal waste, or indeed the likes of forestry or drainage works. So in each case where there's a fish kill report, Inland Fisheries Ireland environmental officers or fishery officers would respond sometimes on the basis of reports from the the public or from events that they discover themselves in the course of their patrols. And the objective then would be to see could they seek the cause of the pollution events or fish kill events and determine the main causing factors. But certainly nationally, over the span of the report, agriculture was seen as the most significant cause of fish kills for the country, accounting for approximately 25% of the fish kill events recorded. A lot of that would be due to areas where there's intensive agriculture, some in the south and east of the country, but also part of the North Midlands in particular, but also on occasion in the Donegal area where agriculture, forestry or municipal waste would be underlying causes and concerns.
And I suppose finally now, using the information that's been gathered by this report, can progress be made moving forward to try and prevent as many fish kills in the future?
Oh, yeah, yes, indeed. Well, the report, as I say, documents the fish kill events and where the underlying cause has been identified, it would record that, notify it. And each of these fish kill events are responded to by Inland Fisheries Ireland officers and indeed working in conjunction with local authorities, environmental officers as well, where underlying causes are found and sufficient evidence is gathered, there may well be prosecution proceedings that ensue from fish kill events. So depending upon the particular circumstance of the fish kill events, there may be prosecutions either pending or completed in terms of these particular issues. And it's just really to note potential impact of some of these fish kill events, some of which may take many years for recovery in terms of restoring salmon or sea trout populations or coarse fish populations, where fish kill events can remove several year classes of fish, and it results in a significant impact on the local fauna, flora and wildlife indeed of our rivers and lakes. And at these times of other stresses within the aquatic communities, it can be difficult in terms of restoring and recovering stocks to self-sustaining levels.